Well, peanut farmers have delivered 3,387,000 tons of peanuts to the various buying points across the nation. There's about 300 buying points that start from New Mexico all the way to Virginia. Those peanuts are reported to Kansas City, and the totals are being posted. Alabama right now has 411,836 tons. That's 110%. But part of those came out of Florida across the state line, and that will give them a few extra tons. The good news about Alabama is it was the cleanest crop they've ever produced, with less seg-2s and seg-3s than ever on their crop. On Florida, they are only posting 219,000 tons. That's 70.4% of their crop estimate. I'm sure they did better than that when they cross-checked those at the end of the year, but Florida now at 219,000, 70%. Georgia's up to 1,747,000 tons. That's 91.5% of their peanut estimate for the year, so they still have about 10% to go. But overall, the peanut crop is very clean this year. Matter of fact, it's the best quality we've produced in some time. Export market continues to look at us, and you got to understand exactly what the export market is. According to the world market, production is now 44 million metric tons, with the U.S. being the world's third largest producer, coming after China and India. Word is that China is being harvested right now. Still too early to tell if they will come back to the market this year or not. Worldwide exports are approximately 3.3 million metric tons, so there's a lot of peanuts that are used inside those countries. But U.S. number three after China and India. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.